from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're featuring a Flamin' Groovies reunion, a bolero for Silicon Valley, and a house tour. It's always open house here at KQED. When David Wiegand shows up, we try to keep him out, but he just always shows up. Anyway, good morning, David.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's open with some ballet music. That's Sufjan Stevens' score in The Countenance of Kings, written for a movie he co-shot and produced, and written for Hula Hoopers, of all things. And and now it's also a score for a ballet by Justin Peck that I know you're really eager to see.
I really am. In fact, I made sure yesterday that I secured my tickets for opening night, which is next Thursday night. Justin Peck is this week's hot young choreographer. There was a documentary about Peck a while ago called 422 Ballet, which was about the making of a piece that he did for City Ballet, where he's a choreographer in residence, but he's also still dancing, which is very rare for a choreographer to do both.
The San Francisco Ballet does Justin Peck's In the Countenance of Kings Thursday through April 17th, and there's a fabulous video preview of Peck's work shot at the old 16th Street train station in Oakland. That's on our website, so check it out. I'm always up for a play by Peter Sinnottrieb. I just like saying his name anyway. And his his play, The Totalitarians, was a great political send-up a few years ago. And Z-Space is premiering a new work featuring the wonderful local actor Danny Shea. It's called House Tour of the Infamous Porter Family Mansion with tour guide Weston Ludlow Londonderry.
And that is the first act of the play.
And we're done talking about it, too. Yeah,
I love the title. I love the concept. There's a really hilarious trailer online on the Z-Space site that shows Danny doing very odd things with a stick of butter. I mean, he's just manhandling them, and it's really kind of strange and icky and hilarious.
Yeah, apparently this show contains explicit material and it's intended for immature adults only. House Tour of the Infamous Porter Family Mansion continues at Z-Space in San Francisco through April 23rd. Now, here's a band that apparently put on a great show at South by Southwest. That wakes you up, doesn't it? That's Escondido, and it's not the Southern California beach town, obviously, but the music of Nashville-based Tyler James and Jessica Maros, and they have a new record out, a great twang sound.
Yeah.
And I think he plays trumpet on this stuff, too.
I don't know that much about him, but I began to listen to them and really love them. They have a sound all to themselves. They've toured with the Lone Bellow and other groups like Lord Huron, and they're continuing to really tear it up. I love the sound. It's not imitative of anybody. It's just them, and that's good enough for me.
Escondido plays the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco Thursday night. Just $12. That's definitely a cheap thrill. Now, here's another dance piece created by Larry Keegwin and his company. He first did a dance to Ravel's Bolero back in 2007, but it keeps changing because he does it custom delivered for the community in which he's presenting it, working with local people, many of whom aren't dancers. And this version is called Bolero Silicon Valley.
I do love this idea. I mean, you take a classic work like the Bolero and so forth, and you make it a community participation thing. And that's something that's always been very popular in the dance world here. And National Dance Week actually is coming up soon, and you'll see more of those community-involving dances during that time. But in the meantime, you can see this.
Bolero Silicon Valley with a cast of about 70 is at Bing Hall at Stanford tomorrow and Sunday. Let's travel back now to 1971.
I'm a monster. Got a revved up teenage hand. Ow.
That's the Flamin' Groovies. It sounds a little like a Rolling Stones outtake, but really that's Roy Loney on vocals and co-founder Cyril Jordan on guitar. Flaming Groovies were one of the great bands, never quite made the splash that they should have. They're getting back together again, reuniting for their 50th anniversary. Really a great San Francisco tradition.
But a lot of people consider them the first punk band, really.
Right.
The lead-in to the punk movement and so forth. But, you know, the sound is still as vibrant to me now as it would have been 50 years ago had I been alive.
Yeah, and I talked to Roy Loney. He says the music he's playing now, and he's still playing with a band of his own called the Phantom Movers, it hasn't changed much because he's always believed in the simple power of three chords to make great rock and roll.
There's no reason to go beyond three chords if you know how to handle those three chords, you know? And I think that's where it's all about. You know, we get four or five chords in there once in a while, but it's simple, it's to the point, you know? I think of it as primitive rock with taste.
Roy Loney reunites with Cyril Jordan and the Flamin' Groovies to celebrate the band's 50th anniversary. They're at the Chapel on Thursday, just $20 to see this legend, another cheap thrill this week. And the Groovies are also slated to play Burger Boogaloo in Oakland in June. And David, do you have a shout-out?
I do. I wanted to mention that this Tuesday, Armistead Maupin, who has come to his senses and returned to San Francisco
yes.
a couple years ago after that sojourn to
Santa Fe.
Will receive the Mayor's Art Award, and it's going to be at the main library. He'll be in conversation with Jewel Gomez. The onstage interview is from 5 to 6 p.m., and there's a reception after that. All of this is free, and this is the first time a writer has won the city's highest art honor.
Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on all these listings at the Do List at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cyrus Musiker, and follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.